From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama honored veterans today at Arlington National Cemetery. After laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, the president said America will never forget the sacrifices made by veterans and their families. The president also noted a special significance this year.
This is the first Veterans Day in a decade in which there are no American troops fighting and dying in Iraq.
Mr. Obama said as the war in Afghanistan is winding down, more than a million service members will be making the transition to civilian life. Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee say they want to know if national security was compromised by David Petraeus, who resigned last week as CIA director after admitting to an extramarital affair. And Republican Saxby Chambliss says Petraeus may still have to testify about the attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, the attack that killed the ambassador to Libya and three other Americans.
At the end of the day, I would not rule out General Petraeus being called to testify. That still could happen at some point in time.
Chambliss was interviewed this morning on Fox News Sunday. Nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Sandy struck the East Coast, there are still more than 185,000 people without electrical service, mainly in New York and New Jersey. NPR's Quill Lawrence has been talking to people in the Red Hook section of Brooklyn. He says they're getting frustrated.
They say they've been hearing from the city that it'll be today, that it'll be tomorrow, but they've been hearing that for weeks. There are now rumors going around that it might be into next year before these places have power again, and people are starting to look towards longer-term solutions.
NPR's Quill Lawrence reporting from the Red Hook section of Brooklyn, New York. Damage from the storm is now estimated at $50 billion, making it the second most expensive storm in the U.S. behind Hurricane Katrina. Israel fired a missile into Syria today as a warning to keep its civil conflict from spilling over the border after a Syrian mortar round fell in the Golan Heights. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jerusalem that no casualties have been reported.
Israel's military says on its website that a stray Syrian army mortar round, apparently fired at Syrian rebels, hit an Israeli military outpost in the Golan Heights. Israel also filed a complaint to UN peacekeeping forces stationed on the Golan Heights since the end of the 1973 Yom Kippur War. Israel said that any firing over the border from Syria would not be tolerated and would be met with a severe response. Last week, three Syrian army tanks crossed into the demilitarized zone on the Golan Heights in pursuit of rebel forces. Israel captured the Golan Heights from Syria in the 1967 Six-Day War. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News from Washington. An earthquake struck Myanmar today. Local meteorologists put its magnitude at 6.8. It struck in the central part of the country, also known as Burma, near Mandalay, the second largest city. Officials say at least six people died. They fear the death toll may rise because several people are still missing. They're working on a bridge under construction that fell into a river. The Greek parliament is expected to approve a 2013 budget tonight that includes tax increases and spending cuts. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
Unions have called for a demonstration outside Parliament today to protest the budget vote. They say austerity has deepened the recession and spiked the unemployment rate to more than 25%. Anti-austerity protests turned violent last week before Parliament voted for new cuts to pensions, healthcare spending, and public sector wages and jobs. But Prime Minister Andonis Samaras says these cuts and reforms are needed for Greece to avoid insolvency and a eurozone exit. He's hoping tonight's budget vote will convince eurozone leaders to give Greece its latest installment of about $40 billion in bailout loans before the country runs out of cash later this month. Eurozone finance ministers will discuss Greece at a meeting on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Today is Singles Day in China, a holiday begun by college students in the 1990s. It's sort of Valentine's Day for people without partners. Unattached young people exchange gifts or treat each other to dinner. Companies see it as a selling opportunity and offer Singles Day sales. It's held every year on November 11th or 11/11 for single ones. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.